Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for our afternoon wrap-up. All your daily market details coming up when we come back in just a moment. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
When you see Faro rye rearing its ugly head over your wheat, you know your yields are in trouble. Faro rye not only steals nutrients and moisture, it takes money right out of your wallet. That's why you need the Coaxium wheat production system, driven by Aggressor herbicide. It wipes out grassy weeds. Go to Coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields.
Well, live cattle futures have suffered significant losses here today, with deferred contracts leading the complex lower. And we're looking at double and triple digit losses for our live cattle futures. The feeder cattle anywhere from $1.50 to over $3 lower here today. Although moderate gains in corn prices at the end of the week will not significantly increase feed costs, especially following the grain market pressure during the week, traders remain extremely concerned about any wide market shifts in the complex. Now, on the feeder cattle, pressure was seen in feeder cattle futures late today following gains in the corn trade. The inability of buyers to move into feeder cattle futures through early August has created pressure through the entire complex. The hog futures gyrated higher and lower in a moderate to wide range today, as uncertainty surrounding support in the complex and recent losses sparked a combination of late week short covering and follow-through pressure. Now, on the wheat futures, Kansas City wheat over 4 cents higher. The Chicago wheat 9 to 12 cents higher here today. The Kansas City-Chicago spread narrowed to about 66 cents with a nickel swing early on. The corn hard red winter wheat spread back to 22 cents. Chicago trade down 2 cents of carry with the intramonth spreads firmer. The corn trade today anywhere from over 5 cents higher here today, with light short profit taking developing after the heavy selling this week along with the lack of trade progress. Cooler weather looks to prevail for the most part as we head into August with mixed rains. Now, on the soybeans, also a pretty decent day, 2 to 3 cents higher on the day today. Trade was following the lead of the corn after the washout through midweek. Meal is flat to $1 higher. The oil, 20 to 30 points higher. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.